Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. The holidays came and went too fast.
So fast.
It's crazy. I gained weight like crazy, like everyone does. Now it's time to get serious.
Right?
Back on track.
Brand new year. You know, it's funny because we actually spent New Year's over the mountain, and on our way home, that massive gym that's right there before in Spanish Fork, there was not an empty spot in entire parking lot yesterday morning at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yep.
It was pretty impressive.
New Year's resolutions kicked in.
Oh, January 1st, let's go to the gym.
Time to hit
the gym. You know, it's fine because you're either a regular gym goer or you're like us that were like, oh, man. Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of got us a little fluffy. We need to start going back.
Well, if you think about it, this time of year, it's extremely cold outside. What else are you going to do?
Right?
You know, I mean, go to the gym.
We put on a little extra pounds during this time of the year to stay warm.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We're going to go with that.
Exactly.
We're going to go with that. Well, speaking of trying to stay warm, this week's topic is, it kind of has a lot to do with our poor animals that are stuck outside.
Pet care. You know, you need to feed them extra in the wintertime. That's how they generate body heat, is through their nutrition. So you need to feed them extra. Make sure they have water available all day long. And that's hard to do because it freezes pretty fast. So make sure, if you can, use the heated dog bowls or whatever. Have water available for them in the daytime. And then, you know, as cold as it gets at night, there were places in Carbon County this week that's been below zero already. So if you can, bring them in, you know, bring them in your laundry room or somewhere where you can bring them in the house and let them stay nice and toasty.
Right. And, you know, definitely consider bringing them in on the nights that are extremely cold. Even if it's an outdoor pet that is used to being outdoors all the time, when it's getting that cold, it's detrimental.
It is. And they need a chance to warm up just like everybody else does. I mean, they can take it for a while, but they need a chance to get warmed back up. And there's things you can do if you don't want to bring your pet in. You can heat. They make the heated pads you can put in their dog house. You can put a heat light in there. You know, there's various things you can do. But just make sure you're thinking of your best friend during this time, because it's extremely cold.
It definitely is. And, you know, Sheriff, for those individuals that, you know, don't have an opportunity to bring their pets in, they don't have the space for it, like you said, figure out other ways, the heating pads, the heated lamps. There's multiple ways that you can take care of that. And then, of course, while we're out there, we need to be safe as well.
You know, yeah, this time of year, be very cautious. Keep in mind, if you were to break down, if something were to happen to your vehicle, be prepared that you can be okay, because it's really cold. You get outside for very long and you could get hypothermia fast.
Yeah, very, very fast. So if you're going somewhere and it's starting to snow, just plan on being late. Do not try to be on time. Give yourself some extra time. And, you know, I've actually ran into it a couple of times. That black ice, it's insane. You don't see it. So be cautious.
Be cautious. Keep your cell phone on the charger in your car so you have a fully charged cell phone all the time. Make sure you throw a blanket in so you have a blanket if something were to happen. And, you know, honestly, if you're on a road and something were to happen to you and you can, just stay in your car. Wait it out. Someone will come along and rescue you. Often people wander away from their vehicle, and that's where we find them.
Right. And, you know, this is the time of the year where your half tank mark, reconsider that as empty.
That's right.
Halfway mark is empty. Keep it full all the time. If it starts getting close to half, fill her up.
Fill her up, and then you'll also get your little tire sensor lights because of the weather change and the cold weather. Make sure you keep your air pressure properly inflated in your car, and you can take it to any of our local tire shops, and they'll take care of you for free. Just stop in and tell them, hey, I've got a tire sensor going off. Can you check my air pressure? And they'll take care of you.
You know, I think one of the last tips that I can think of is my husband, this time of the year especially, he is constantly topping off our washer fluid.
Yep.
Constantly. He does not want to go anywhere unless he knows it is all the way full.
All the way full. I usually keep a gallon in the trunk or in the back of the car just to have, because, you know, you get up on the summit, get behind a snowplow or something, it's a mess, and you can go through a lot of it really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in and giving us some tips.
It's awesome to be here. I want to tell everyone Happy New Year. 2019 is going to be a great year, folks.
Yeah, it came quick, really quick.
Yes, it did.
Brand new year. Well, you can find additional information on this Castle Country Focus by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.